Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a very special show for you today. I'm doing an entirely vinyl DJ set. Should be fun. First time doing this, so please be patient when we figure out all of the issues. But yeah, that was One More Time from Daft Punk off Discovery. I don't think I need to give much context to that song. It's incredible. I find myself getting so snobby to the point that I just like write off the most popular songs by a lot of artists just and don't really listen to them. But then I go back and I'm reminded why they are so popular. One More Time is one of those songs that I hadn't heard in a minute, but here we are. The repress of Discovery is awesome. It sounds really good, as I'm sure you heard. And I'm hoping that the music quality is better than it is normally because it is coming from an analog source, but it's besides the point. Kind of a gloomy day today. Unfortunately, we had a few beautiful days right before this, but you know, I'm sure it'll come back. So I got some fun stuff today. I'm really excited about the closer for today's show. Song I really love, song that I know some of my friends really love, so should be fun. But it's a long one. It's around 12 minutes, so we really gotta be good with time today so we can actually get there. But we have our next track up. It's from a little band called LCZ Sound System that I've never mentioned on this show before ever. But yeah, this is I Can Change, which I've definitely played before. But yeah, enjoy. Okay, that was I Can Change by LCD Sound System off of This Is Happening. So, just gotta say, this is, like, really cool for me, having two different vinyls on two different turntables spinning and, you know, cueing stuff up and getting it all ready. It's really much more active than I am normally on one of these, so it's a nice change of pace. And all the stuff that I'm playing is stuff that I own from my collection. I mean, I could go through the WMFO vinyls, but a lot of them are in such bad shape you can barely even read the spines, so it just makes it arbitrarily difficult to really find stuff in here. I know they have Steely Dan somewhere in here. Don't know where it is, but I don't, sadly, there will be no Steely Dan on the show today because I don't own any of it on wax, unfortunately. So yeah, if anybody wants to donate their copy of Aja, hit me up. But yeah, so up next we got some Talking Heads. Got Making Flippy Floppy. Also, a special guest might be joining us during the show at some point. Not going to reveal who it is, but you'll see. Yeah, this is Making Flippy Floppy, which is becoming one of my favorite Talking Heads songs. I really particularly like the version from Stop Making Sense, but I don't have that on vinyl, so we're going to play the one from Speaking in Tongues. But yeah, I mean, the bass line on this is legendary. It's one of their more funky songs. It really just clicks with me for whatever reason. But yeah, enjoy, everybody.
Everybody, get in line.
Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. You don't have to wait for more instructions. No one makes a monkey out of me. We lie on our backs, feet in the air.
Stop it! Great song.
Super fun. You know what's not super fun? Miami Heat losing the Eastern Conference Finals. You guys knew it was coming. I'm going to go on a little rant real quick. First of all, Celtics deserved it. I'm not going to say that there was some like crazy injury that really prevented us from winning. We should be able to win without Tyler Hero. We should be able to win without Kyle Lowry. But some people didn't step up. I'm not going to name names. But they're guards, and they were undrafted, probably for a reason, if we're being honest. But, oh my God. I've not been that stressed watching a sporting event, probably ever. I was, like, losing it. But, yeah, Scott Foster. I know you're not listening to this, but why? Okay, so if you guys didn't watch the game, basically Max Strus hit a quote-unquote three. And then about 4 minutes later, the announcers come on and are like, okay, they've removed the three because he was out of bounds. First of all, I've never seen that, right? I've seen them review it for it to be a two and then change that later on. That makes sense, right? But I've never seen them award points, blow the whistle, stopping the play, which in the rule book means you can't challenge it, refs can't change it, what's done is done, and then go back and take away points. And the game down to 4 points, so that three-pointer became much bigger. I don't know. I don't think we would have won even if he made it, but you never know with these things. So, I don't know. I think the NBA needs to make a choice going forward with this. I think it either needs to become standard that they're going to review all corner threes to see if they're out of bounds, or this needs to be a thing that they can't do. Because apparently, according to the rule book, it's a subjective choice. The refs get to make that decision during the game, which I find pretty weird and honestly just raises more issues in my opinion. But yeah, I'm heartbroken, but I guess out of everybody who could make it to the finals, I'm not too upset that it's the Celtics. I'm much rather have the Celtics and the Bucks or the Nets or anybody else who's really in contention. But yeah, I'm conflicted, because I'm definitely gonna go watch some of the games in Boston, like not at the stadium, but go to watching parties and try to like get into it. But it's gonna be weird being a Heat fan. But yeah, that's my spiel. Scott Foster's the worst ref in sporting in general. So maybe Angel Hernandez, if you know who that is. But yeah, up next, we got something new. I actually found this heavily discounted this weekend at an Urban Outfitters, which I don't ever go in, but you know. One in Rome. This is Big Fig Wasp off of Nonagon Infinity from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. What a mouthful, right? I don't know. I think you guys will enjoy it. This whole album is really cool. Kind of it fades together and like out of King Gizzard's work. It's probably my favorite of theirs. But yeah, really good stuff on here. I wanted to play Robot Stop, but there's a repeated line that prevents me from playing it during this time slot. Unfortunately, this is probably the second best option. But yeah. Go listen to Nonagon Infinity. If you like what you hear, go listen to the rest of the album. It's very much like trying to do like a 70s psychedelia type thing, but modern, and I think it works really well. So yeah, and also sadly they got canceled Boston Calling because somebody got COVID. Happy I didn't buy tickets. Really happy I didn't buy tickets for Saturday because the two acts I wanted to see both canceled. So yeah, but this is Big Fig Wasp from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Big Fig Wasp. I like that song a lot. My mom doesn't, though, so I don't know. If you wanted her recommendation, she's not going to get it. But the special guest has entered the building.
Yes.
He's back, everybody. Auden is back.
I'm back. It's the reunion show. I was going to say the farewell tour, but this is not... I'm just back for the
hopefully
day.
Hopefully not the farewell
tour. No, this is never the farewell tour. Well, yeah, I don't know if you guys have been listening, but Harrison's really got the turntables going today.
Yeah, I'm finally... it's difficult. It's really hard. Luckily, stuff like Donna God Infinity makes it easier for me because all the songs like overlap and have like similar elements, so you can't really tell. But yeah. I definitely play a little bit of Burning Down the House when I was trying to do
Floppy. Yeah, well, it's amazing. I can't believe we got that to work.
It's fun. It's really cool. It's also like...
Compared to like the first day of us trying when like all the needles were broken and like, yeah... No, you really got it going.
Really got it going.
I'm proud. You've had a lot of free time this summer.
I have. Yeah. And I also haven't. Shout out Ancient Egypt and Nile, which is moving at a breakneck pace.
Yo, shout out Ancient Egypt.
Moving at a breakneck pace. I'm struggling to keep up.
It's one of those summer courses, man. You only got 4 weeks to fit in like a year of knowledge.
It's been a week. We're on like, we've gone through like well over 500 years.
You're already in modern day. You're already like, you're already disgusting like... Middle East politics.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's a cool class. I don't know. Yeah, we got a lot more time than I was expecting. I was kind of rushing through the beginning because I have this 12-minute behemoth to close out the show with.
There you go.
But yeah, this is... we're just going to keep it going. I'm probably going to do a PSA right now. Yeah, I'm going to do the PSA
Hit that PSA real quick.
Fun fact. I was looking through the PSAs. They have NRA PSAs on here.
Oh, boy.
Which...
WMFO is canceled.
Yeah, WMFO is canceled.
Guys,
that's what I'm hearing.
Guys, no more listening to WMFO. Everyone get off.
I'm curious why those are still... They're hidden. They're under the PSA season category. So.
Yeah. What season is the NRA? I don't know. It's like a very... I don't know what season that is.
I was assuming season was like, they have like a summer PSA.
Yeah, like a nice little go to the beach.
Nah, vintage NRA PSA about the Cold War telling you to arm yourself against the Russians. They did a little preview during one of the songs.
Do better. Yeah. Do better, WMFO.
All right, well, here's my favorite.
Friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
We were just talking about Urban Outfitters and the...
Yeah, sorry, we were distracted from that amazing PSA.
Yeah,
we
don't do heroin, about. Kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a given.
But let's see some of the weird... Okay, so they had the Clipping album. They had not Visions of...
Yeah, they
Visions,
have weird... Honestly, they have weird stuff in there.
Yeah, they had Visions of Bodies Being Burned. I'm like, who is buying this that shops at Urban Outfitters?
They had... I told you, I bought Black Midi there.
Yeah, they had...
I bought
they
Cavalcade
had,
there.
They had...
For like $25. Like, it's perfectly nicely priced.
They had Cavalcade there, too. They also had, like, a stack of the new Daft Punk Tron pressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had some others. They had white heat.
There's probably someone at the Urban Outfitters team that's just like really into their job, but they happen to be like head of vinyl acquisition, and they're just like way more into it than everybody else. And so
I think the most frustrating part about going to get there is so Amy's off shopping, I'm over in the vinyl section, and like
as every, one does, yeah.
Every single case is bent or creased, or
you can see
it there because nobody knows how to. Oh god, it was frustrating.
It's like dropping vinyl into a sandbox and like, you know,
Dude, that and the Zara, oh my god.
Zara sells vinyl?
No, not just it looks like a sandbox. Like people will just grab stuff off the shelves and it's insane.
People go crazy for Zara. Shout out Fiona. People go
We waited 35 minutes in line to get one shirt.
Yeah, the lines are insane. Aritzia, I've been there enough now where like it's similar to Zara, it's a little more high-end, but also, like, they're like your friends. Like, they're like, oh my god, you look, like, so good in that. Like, go hop in line and drop $200 on those pants. And you know what? Boy. I would drop $200 on those pants, too, if they had a men's section. Actually, where's the PSA for, like, adding men's sections to all these, like, nice clothing stores?
Yeah, adding men's sections with the caveat that they don't suck. Because I was looking at some of the stuff they were selling at Zara in the men's section.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I have good, I got a good, Fiona got me a good sweater there.
That's
a,
yeah,
good,
that's nice.
Good button down, you know.
Yeah. I was gonna get some shorts, but they were like,
yeah,
like stupidly expensive for what they were.
H&M, so. Dude. H&M's the spot.
Yeah. Facts. All right. We got a classic up here. This is Bertha from the Skull and Roses release, which I can't say its real name, but I'll tell Auden during the song.
Yeah, we're gonna chat about it.
But yeah, this is, I don't know. I'm just getting more and more excited for this Dead show that I have coming up in July.
I know, I forgot.
It's gonna be insane. I'm like,
you're
not
a groupie.
I'm a groupie. Have to find a way to get to Connecticut 5 days later, but we'll see.
Dude, Connecticut, yeah. You don't want to be in Connecticut. Whatever. If it's for the Dead, I understand, but otherwise, there's no reason to be in Connecticut.
I mean, there's no reason to be in Foxborough, Mass, unless it's for the Dead. I'm not going to see a Pats game.
That's true.
All right, here's Bertha. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Arm got bumped, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Meant to do that.
Oh boy. That's out of the pressings I would like to do that to. This is not one of them, so I'm hoping she's alright.
I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, she's fine. Alright. That was Bertha. Doesn't need any introduction.
Yep, that was that.
Yeah. So got about 20 minutes left. Really, we got about 5 minutes left. So this is I'm going to bring us straight into Kamasi, Washington, which is a closer spoiler. This is Have a Talk with God by Stevie Wonder off of Songs of the Key of Life, off of an original pressing. Thanks, Dad. It's in decent shape.
Shout out, Papa Shrimp.
Sounds pretty good. We'll see. We'll see how it sounds on air.
It all really does sound better, though.
It's pretty crazy.
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
And if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you peace of mind. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Many of us feel we walk alone without a friend, communicating with one who lives within, forgetting all about the one who never ever let you down. And you can talk to him anytime, he's always around. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk. Solving the problems of all men, women, little boys and girls. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. When you feel your life's too hard, loads too much to bear, just go talk to God, he cares. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Thank
All right, that was Have a Talk with God by Stevie Wonder off of probably my, I don't know if it's my favorite. It's up there, though. Songs in the Key of Life. Incredible stuff. Anything, what's been going on with your summer? We have about
five
minutes to talk. So,
I was on a boat today.
Crazy.
Which, honestly, I hate boats.
Really?
Well, not, I don't want to be all-encompassing. I don't hate all boats. Just the specific size of boats where you're, out on the water and then they, I don't even remember the word. My dad taught me the word. Where they're it's not just rocking over the waves, but it's also rocking side to side. That stuff just makes me so sick.
I think I'm like used to it. I don't know.
I guess I'm not on boats that much. I mean, also like the boat we have out there is like this little, the little sailboat that we, which, you know, the chance of being seasick on that is nothing.
Yeah.
Also doing that at 9 a.m. this morning was
brutal.
An interesting experience.
Brutal. I've been waking up super early because
me too.
My apartment.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been good for me. My apartment doesn't have blackout curtains. It just has white blinds and like the light.
So the sun just wakes you up.
Yeah, it wakes me up at like 8 a.m., 8:30 every day.
Dude, I've been waking up because the Israel time like
put me back
6 hours, but I was waking up at like 11 a.m. before. So it's like perfect. I have work at like 6:45, so I have to wake up at 6 anyways. And like, yeah, it's amazing. I'm going to bed at like 10. I feel like it's a grandfather.
I can't tell you how nice it is just be able to like wake up, cook breakfast, have coffee, like just start my morning.
I'm excited to see your place. I really want
to. You know, I don't know. Just being in a dorm room for 2 years was pretty brutal for that kind of stuff. Especially because like,
I mean, it's not even that it's brutal. It's just like the time has come. Yeah.
It's also just like, you know, being friends with Ethan, getting texted at 2:40 and getting ripped into some BS on a school night.
That's fun too. That's fun too. And we're still going to do that. This year, but you know.
Yeah. I'm not excited. June 4th. I got to pick him up at like 1 a.m. from Logan.
Oh, I know. I was so confused. He was like, yeah, I get in at 1. I was like, oh, that's not bad. And he was like, 1 a.m. Yeah. I was like, so you mean the night of the 3rd? He was like, yes. I'm barely missing him. I'll be back to hang out.
Yeah, it should be good. It's going to be a fun move day, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It was interesting to drive through campus right now. Like, I don't know. There's not a lot of people. There's like, because it's June 1st, there's so many people like moving in and out of, I don't even know.
Dude, yesterday brought my street was absolutely like just
It's insane. Everyone's moving out and then now everyone's moving in.
Yep. All right.
It's exciting. Exciting. You know what else is exciting?
Kamasi Washington.
This next song that we got coming up.
Yeah, so I don't know. We played Kamasi Washington earlier.
We played maybe more than once.
I think maybe he might have been featured on a song we played, but I know we played something from the Epic when we did our little jazz set.
Yes.
But yeah, this is one of the closing songs off of it, and it's a jazz rendition of Clair de Lune.
I'm excited.
It's really cool. And I know people listening love this track. So, it's 12 minutes long, but yeah, we're gonna have enough time. But
we got 13 minutes. We'll give some closing regards.
Yeah,
This
is a heads up to the people listening. Just go with the song. It's gonna be long, but like it's worth settling in and really giving
it
a chance.
It's called the Epic, guys. It's called the Epic. You didn't sign up for it, but we did, and therefore you did.
Thundercat's playing
bass
on it, so if that makes you
like, okay, guys. Thundercat's here.
All right. Let's clear the lane, everybody. Enjoy.
The Muslim who measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's intent, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing I've ever played on the show. I love it.
That was, yeah. I might fall asleep to that tonight, I'm not gonna lie.
It's pretty incredible. One of my friends described it as, like, if they could die to a song, that might be the song they pick, and I think that's...
It's definitely a good closer.
And it's not even the closer.
I know, I saw it, it's not even the last track. But, yeah, Kamazi's just amazing. I don't know how he does it. I mean, maybe we do know how, like, the fact that he can build an entire, like, ensemble of just probably the world's, like, some of the world's best musicians, and then just tell them to make this amazing thing.
I just, in terms of modern jazz, I don't think, I think he's unmatched as a composer and as a saxophone player. I mean, I'm a sucker for saxophone players, like Pharoah Sanders.
Everyone is. Particularly that's like universal.
Yeah, and like, so it's just awesome to see, like, this kind of new energy come into it. But yeah, I can't wait to actually clock out and just listen to the epic unfold.
I want to, I remember he was in New York. Or he was, yeah, maybe not Boston. He was in New York in October, so we might have to go to, like, Europe. I think we have to go to, like, New Zealand and see Kamazi Washington.
I think he's playing Blue Note Festival, which is this week in New York.
Oh, that's this week.
I want to go to the Blue Note Club really badly.
I think Domi and JD Beck are going to be there, too. Damn.
Yeah. So, you guys might see us in New York.
I might be cooking avocado toast, but I'll tune in remotely.
Yeah, that was Claire de Lune. Great stuff. Close song to my heart. Great one of my great grandmother's favorite song.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, it's great stuff. It's been a good show. I'll see you guys next week.
Harrison, we'll see you guys next week. I'll be back maybe in a few weeks. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. He'll be popping in and out this summer, but I'll be here.
Yeah.
And try to do another vinyl set. We'll see if I can pull out some stuff.
By the end of the summer, Harrison's going to be like full on DJ.
Hopefully.
Mixing Daft Punk with Kamazi Washington.
Yeah, I mean, how I did it. I pulled it off.
Did it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.